Hi, this is Holly Ford from Zarian Firm, joining you today from Cincinnati, Ohio. Fred, I know you want the weather report. So right at the top of the hour, it's a gorgeous day today. We are enjoying the beautiful Midwest fall colors and the leaves. Oh, they're just falling and falling, a lot of them. Ray, fly out here and help me rake up these things. I definitely wouldn't want you to miss this great Midwest pastime. So this week, trending in franchising coming out of the election, there's a lot of talk about how economic changes are affecting or will affect franchising. Historically, however, franchising has proved profitable in all economic seasons. Even following the dot-com bubble and the housing crisis in 08, franchising remained strong. Although small businesses can be affected in an economic turndown, franchisees do not follow the same course. Franchises have the distinct advantage over small standalone businesses of being a part of a large corporation. So what happens is the large franchisor in a struggling economy will actively work to assist their franchisees. They're going to do things such as lowering their cost of goods sold. They're going to work to increase their branding efforts. And they're even going to work with assisting owners on lowering their expenses. All of this in turn profits the franchisor and helps that franchisor stay in business themselves. This will be a topic on a future episode, but today's topic is on the second pillar of franchising, getting the training, mentoring, and support you need from a franchise. As you know, Zarian focuses a lot on resales. We help individuals find exit strategies for their businesses. And one of the segments of individuals that comes to us is the segment of franchisees that have not done what they wanted to do. And although this is a negative view of franchising, I think there's a lot of lessons to be learned here. This week, I had three different individuals from the same franchise call me and ask for advice on how to fix their business or how to prepare it for a sale. The success or failure of an individual business can have an almost infinite number of factors. So when we look at it in terms of franchising, there's a couple of things that we can do to help these individuals fix their problems. One is obviously to reach out to the franchisor for the support they need. Let the experts who have had this model and turned it over and over and over again successfully assist them and guide them in making this franchise profitable. However, sometimes we find that the franchisors maybe don't have as much support as they should have. And we look at that and they just don't have the depth maybe to support 400 units on a one-on-one personal level. In that case, I advise owners always to get some mentoring. So in that second pillar of franchising, getting the training, mentoring, and support, mentoring may be one of the key factors. When a franchisor has a good mentoring program, they have generally a franchise advisory committee. They have individuals who can get on the phone with the new franchisee at a drop of a hat. They are not maybe actively working in the business anymore. They have people, you know, doing what needs to happen on the day-to-day basis so they can kind of stand back and be available to these phone calls. Really, really important when you're looking at a franchise to look at their mentoring programs. Mentoring program that can help them with the business plan, setting up their office, you know, really looking at the office expenses, the bottom line. This level of mentoring can really make a difference in the success of a franchise. In addition, I always advise owners to network. Get in with the local chamber of commerce, the BNI groups, and other small business networks. All of that can be really helpful, and especially in the beginning when you're building your business. As your business then develops, that network can really come in handy. You know, you're going to have that honeymoon period when you first launch, and then the business is going to have its maturity, moving into its levels of maturity. Having the mentoring and the franchisor from individuals of the same business, the same franchise, will be invaluable. But also getting the advice and the feedback of those around you in your local community that have the same marketing challenges, perhaps the same identity as you do, will be extremely helpful as well. If you have any questions about this topic or any other question regarding franchising, please email me at holly@zarianfirm.com, holly@zarianfirm.com, and we can cover it on a future episode. This is Holly Ford of Zarian Firm on Pillars of Franchising saying, see you next week, same time, same bat channel.